I was wearing blue jeans and a short-sleeve button-up shirt. I was at a friend's house celebrating her birthday with friends and coworkers. Her mom was there. It was in the early 1980s, and I was 18 years old. The drinking age in Maryland at that time was 18 for beer and wine. It was a weekend night, and I had had too much to drink, so I went into the living room and laid down on the couch. Everyone else was in the kitchen. There was a swinging door between the two rooms. I was awake, but I really had no control over my arms, my legs, or my body. My friend's father and his friend came into the living room. The friend said, "Well, what do we have here?" Her father left his friend and went back into the kitchen, and he sat down on the couch and pulled me onto his lap. I could feel his hands all over me. He was kissing me and placed his hands inside my bra and underwear. I was screaming in my head, but not a single sound came from my mouth. It seemed like an eternity in hell, that old man with his breath in my face. Finally, my friend's dad came back into the room and said it was time to go. I couldn't believe her dad just left me there knowing full well what his friend was going to do to me. I felt and still feel betrayed. My friend's mom was in the next room. I thought I was in a safe place. And yet, I have never told anyone about this experience in more than 40 years. At the time, I thought it was my fault. I drank too much. I laid on the couch. But now, as the mother of a young adult, I've shared this experience with my child and other moms too. And now I am sharing it with you, because this never should have happened to me or anyone else.